News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats tour Texas border facilities as news emerges about a secret Facebook group for Border Patrol agents that includes racist and violent content. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Members of Congress visit an immigration detention center and two Border Patrol stations in the El Paso area. Texas Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro says immigration and Border Patrol have a long way to go in improving conditions.
The system is still broken. And that people's human rights are still being abused.
ProPublica reports a closed Facebook page made up of current and former Border Patrol members included sexist posts and comments mocking migrant deaths.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
Border Patrol head Carla Provost says any employee violating standards will be held accountable. I'm Tim McGuire.
The United States says it will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon after Tehran announced that it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium it agreed to in the 2015 international accord restraining its nuclear weapons development. The White House said in a statement Monday that Iran should be held to a standard of no uranium enrichment and said that the United States will continue its pressure on Iran. Statement said that maximum pressure on the Iranian regime will continue until its leaders alter their course of action. Earlier Monday, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the semi-official news agency ISNA Iran has crossed the 300-kilogram limit, which curtailed its stockpile of uranium enriched up to 3.67%. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency did confirm on Monday that Iran had exceeded the limits imposed by the deal. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The economy is solid, but President Trump is not seeing much of a bump in support as a result. AP correspondent Sagar Magal.